We've been alerted to the Malawi National stranded at the East River Station over the weekend. We concerned community leaders, and one of the Malawian people stranded at the station called us to inform us about the situation where they were scammed out of a large amount of money by apparently someone who promised them that they have the necessary buses to transport them to their to Messina, where they will be processed and repatriated back to their countries. There were many adults, 40 males, 30 females, and 5 children who have been staying there for the last 2 weeks, left with no money due to the bus company scamming them. We then made arrangements with a bus company on Monday morning, who informed us they have a bus available to take them to Messina. And within an hour, the bus was at the station to transport them back to Messina, where there will be a process and been issued with the necessary travel documents to travel back to their country. I must say that they were overjoyed due to lost all their savings in putting the savings into purchasing the bus tickets for them and their families to go back home. And I just received information. We have a team stationed at the Messina border. Gifted the Givers runs the humanitarian camp, where all the foreign nationals who want to be repatriated back home is being housed. We have been informed that our teams, that they have arrived safely. They are currently being processed, and within a few hours, they will be back on another bus and go back to the countries where they come from.
Geez, Ali, what an indictment. What a sad state of affairs. I'm sure the investigations into the bus driver and perhaps said company, etc., that could be in the works already. I'm 100% sure. What total amount of Malawian nationals are we talking about here? How many of them got affected by this incident?
It was 75. It was 5 children and 70 adults. We do know there's many other Malawians currently. I just landed now, received calls immediately. There's a situation in Franschhoek where one Malawian was shot dead. They are under threat at the moment in Franschhoek. We are currently engaged with the relevant authorities to see how swiftly those Malawians can be transported to Messina. We do know that the embassy has to get involved, as the government has made the situation very easy now for all foreign nationals who are seeking to be repatriated back home. All processing takes through at Messina. So hopefully, the windows open till the end of the month, the South African government has extended the camp to be open till the 31st of July, where people can use that window to be repatriated back to their homes. We do know that we are currently engaged with the Mozambican embassy currently, where there's 40 Mozambican nationals outside the embassy in Pretoria, as well as 300 Malawians outside the Malawian embassy in Pretoria as well. Gifted the Givers are providing the necessary humanitarian aid until those families are being put on buses.
So, Ali, I'm sure some would argue, perhaps use a bona fide bus services company, etc. But, I mean, if we just put all those technicalities aside, it is 75 human beings that, as you say, literally it was savings and money that they had scraped together to ensure that they could actually be repatriated via bus service over the border back home. But I'm sure besides, you know, the support that you rendered, I'm sure there was other humanitarian efforts that Gift of the Givers actually was able to support with, because they were literally stuck there for a period of time. They had no monies, etc. So I'm sure there was other things that you supported them with as well.
Most definitely. When we became aware of the situation, we provided them immediately with humanitarian aid over the weekend in terms of hot meals, water, detergent packs for the babies, some baby care packs. And as soon this is standard policy of Gift of the Givers, as soon as any of the foreign nationals go onto the bus, we provide them with a necessary snack pack, a nutritious snack pack, which is a long journey home. We provide them with blankets, bottled water, hygiene items for the mothers with young babies. We provide them nappies as well. And when they come to Messina, we have a team receiving them in Messina as well, seeing that their humanitarian needs are taken care of. And once they go through to Malawi, as soon as they enter Malawi, all those repatriated back home comes to a stadium in Malawi to be documented. We have a massive team in Malawi as well who looks after all the Malawian foreign nationals that have come from South Africa. We do know some of them come with nothing, so we provide them with relevant food items and some and other items. So when they go back home, they can put food on the table, etc. So it was quite a huge humanitarian response from our side, from Cape Town to Messina, from Messina to Malawi, where we have a process of humanitarian aid running through.
Connected, perhaps, but slightly just on the other side of the spectrum. A couple of weeks ago, I was convening a public meeting for people who travel with me regularly to China, and two of your volunteers who've been offering up their time in the Western Cape attended our said meeting and referenced the fact that Give to the Givers was also very busy at that time. And this was a couple of weeks ago, because there were literally hundreds and hundreds of Zimbabweans also camping outside the Zimbabwean Consulate General offices just around the corner from us here, a couple of kilometers away. And these two volunteers actually referenced the extensive work that Give to the Givers even put in there as well.
Most definitely. In fact, not only in the Zimbabwean Consulate General, we had teams in Mosselbaai. We do know two Mozambicans were killed. That was 500 people repatriated there. We had a team set up there. Going down to Sedgefield and George, 400 people repatriated there, put in community halls. We had a team set up there. Then we had Cape Agulhas and Pretoriastorp, 3,000 people. Then we had Robertson, Ashton, Montague. And then, of course, the big one at the Epping Repatriation Center, where there was over 3,500 people. So in the Western Cape alone, we distributed close to 100,000 meals to these foreign nationals, because they stay for 3 or 4 days. We take care of their basic humanitarian rights and their humanitarian needs. And then, of course, we extended going out into St. Francis Bay, Jeffreys Bay, Port Elizabeth, East London. We have a huge team currently in Durban as well. We do know that Durban Driving Center showed with us close to 10,000 Malawians. I have to mention, we sponsored 30 buses already from KZN and Gauteng, taking Malawian nationals to their country. And then we have a huge setup, as I mentioned. The government has asked us to step in terms of the humanitarian aid to see to the needs of the foreign nationals at the Messina camp. We were there for the first 3 days personally, with over 35,000 foreign nationals descended onto the camp, lines of buses coming through, and all credit due to the Department of Home Affairs and officials who, you know, worked through the night, and that process ran smoothly. And currently, as I'm speaking to you, the camp was empty yesterday. There's about 3,000 people there today, and we will not leave the camp until the last person has been put on the bus.
Ali, again, from that perspective, we've got a couple of seconds before we have to conclude and get to 4:30 headlines. Give us contact details again, and people wanting to either volunteer or they would want to donate, the exact and correct channels as per your official website and your social media.
You're most welcome to contact our toll-free number, 0800-786-911. And just for, we're receiving a lot of calls at the moment of people saying they know of Malawian and other nationalities stranded at the moment. Our advice is to them, contact your nearest police station or contact the relevant embassies. They are mandated to help the citizens. And from there, there is a process in tech to send them back to their countries.
All right, Ali, I'm going to share that information as we go along. But many thanks to you, Ali Sable. Media liaison, Give to the Givers, doing extensive work in the Western Cape and across the country to help our brothers, African migrants that are needing repatriation. Jazakallah, thanks so much.